Let's get a lot of calls going here. Also a day, if you want to comment on Nick Foles, it's a praise Nick Foles. I mean, first, Seltzer, every day is a praise Nick Foles day.
You're damn right,
buddy. I should put soap in my own mouth for saying today's a...
Let's make some noise. Come on.
They're all a praise Nick Foles day. Today's an extra praise Nick Foles day because the Eagles honor him tonight. Let's go to Corey in Pottstown. Corey, good morning.
This is Corey from Pottstown by way of Redfield Street in West Philadelphia.
Nice.
Well played, Corey. I like it.
Hey, before I get to the Eagles, I do want to say I was the one that did call Ruben and ask him about the whole starting Sanchez at number two on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He's just such a better pitcher at home. That's the only reason why I would do it.
Well, there's two different reasons to do it. One, there's that. The other is he has pitched better than Aaron Nola lately and to an extent this season. But I will tell you, Corey, the postseason's another animal, man. And I've seen Aaron Nola shine. And I don't want to be like Rob Thompson and do it for the wrong reasons. I don't think this one's the wrong reason. Look, Aaron Nola is a more accomplished pitcher, clearly. He's got more playoff experience and success. And my inclination is to still go with Nola, too. But a lot of people might flip that.
I get it. I get it. It's just, that was just my thought the whole time.
I get it.
And,
sure.
One thing about the Eagles is, what is the chance that maybe when you don't have AJ, you might have to maybe go to maybe two running backs tonight on a couple of sets?
Maybe, but sure. I think more two tight ends.
They might. Hey, no, Corey, I like your idea. You could certainly go two tight ends, but with our Will Shipley idea, with our Kenny G idea, the pony, you know, two tailbacks in the backfield where you can motion one out to become a wide receiver.
Yep.
You can line one of those guys up as a slot wide receiver, and they can block out there. You know, Johnny Wilson is banged up. He's got a hamstring. Maybe he's not going to be able to play in the game against the Falcons. You can put a rough and tumble running back out there, though, who can get a good angle on a DB who might line up across from him, giving you a nice matchup to run the football with Saquon.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Saquon, obviously, he's so multidimensional, and I'd say the two players this century that the Eagles have probably lined up outside the backfield to start a play, meaning, you know, either split out wide or even slot. The two guys this century were probably, John, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so
don't say you.
I mean, I have.
Did you do it more than Brian Westbrook? Did you do it more
you
than
what? I might have.
Did you do it more than Darren Sproles?
If I did, it was because I was like total decoy, like just get away and be out there and block.
So the safety valve guy at the far end. You
not
see that
even safety valve. Right, just so, get out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here.
Let me read.
You are a personnel like faker outer. Just get off the field. You don't matter.
Let me reframe
Run
my
away
comment.
As fast as you can to pull that DB.
Here's my comment. The three guys this century that have lined up outside the backfield
yes,
the most.
Yes.
Brian Westbrook.
Yes,
Darren Sproles. And John Ritchie!
Yeah, well.
And now that's Saquon in the mix. No, it is an option. I mean, you could go two running backs tonight. So, you know, sure. last week the Eagles went two tight ends about 50% of the time. So I think you'll see that for sure a ton tonight. You know, probably even more than 50%.
They've got to get Dallas Goedert more involved.
Well, that's the other thing.
Course.
You want to see Goedert and Hurts connect in the passing game. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced.
They will.
It's just, well, we'll see.
He's that good.
Who?
Dallas Goedert.
I don't know if he's as good as a pass-catching tight end as you think, John. I really don't.
I'm positive that he is.
Well, let me ask you this question. Will you acknowledge he's probably... No, forget probably. Will you acknowledge he's not as good a route runner as Zach Ertz?
I mean, geez.
Because
yeah, Zach Ertz is a better... Yeah, understands
that whole thing. Yeah.
Themes and...
Yep.
Coverages and all that stuff, that certainly helps Zach Ertz's cause.
I mean,
he's got so much more experience under his belt. And Zach Ertz has always been one of the best route running tight ends there
well,
is.
That's
getting
my point.
In and out of his breaks
yeah.
at his size, at his speed. It's a gift, like for Zach. An incredible gift.
Yeah, I mean my
of precision.
My
with
thing
his
is
route running.
I love when Dallas Goedert has the ball in his hands. I mean, he's the best tight end I've
hard
seen.
Hard to bring down.
Very hard. Like, in my lifetime, he's the best tight end I've seen the Eagles have with the ball in his hands. because so often he doesn't get tackled by the first guy. Mm-hmm. But I feel Zach Ertz is the best tight end I've seen in my lifetime with the ball not in his
Zach
hands.
Zach Ertz is still doing it.
You know, getting open. So, all right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, what JT said after the game yesterday. It might be the first time one of the players or coaches has gone on the record about the number one seed the way JT did. What he said after the game, we'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
Look at you. Your life is under control. Errands, done. Groceries, got them. Be proud of yourself. It's a good time to give yourself a reward. You know you've been waiting all day for your favorite tasty cake treat, but which one? There's so many great choices. Is it the delicious crimpet or the mouth-watering candy cake? Maybe a tasty baked pie. No matter what you choose or where you are, it's always time for a tasty cake. So choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, except no substitute.
All right, so let's get to the Guided Door and Window winner to the weekend as we look back more on the weekend that was, of course, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So one of the things that stood out this weekend was not only the fact that the Phillies took 2 of 3, but as they get close to not only the division, but closer to the one seed, JT after the game yesterday, because a lot of times guys will push this aside. I don't want to talk about one seeds. I don't want to talk about playoffs. Like, there's a let's just go handle our business mentality a lot of times in sports. But JT was very clear after the game yesterday, very willing to go on the record about the importance of the one seed.
Yeah, that's really important for us. I mean, it's no secret we love playing here at the bank, and we feel like we have some of the best home field advantage in baseball just with what this crowd brings to us and how we play here. So the one seed is very important to us, and we're going to play as well as we can until we get it.
All right, I like that. I mean, I like no,
love that.
No beating around the
you
bush.
You kidding me?
Like, set the goal, state the goal, go get the goal.
Thank you. And he's a guy who actually goes out there and plays like he talks right there.
Well,
that
sure.
Sounds like JT. So, yeah, go get it, lead the way, and show others that how
totally.
It's done.
And it's good to have him back, obviously. Bohm back as well. You know, those guys had missed some time. I mean, not that JT was DL, but Bohm had been DL. All right, so here are the stakes as it relates to the Phillies in the standings. First off, we all know they're going to win the division. Magic number for the division is 5. The Phillies are 9 games up on both the Mets and Braves, so that's over. Now let's get to the one seed. The Phillies at 90-59 with 13 games to go have a 2-game lead on the Dodgers. The Phillies have a 4-game lead on the Brewers. Seltzer, remind me, the tiebreaker scenario, Dodgers and Brewers, which
one? The Phillies own the tiebreaker against the Dodgers, so that's essentially a 3-game lead.
Wow.
Huge. And the Brewers, they've only played them 3 times. They swept them. They have a 3-game series starting tonight, so they just need to win 1 of 3 to get the tiebreaker.
So they're in great shape there.
Jeez. Great shape.
Wow, that's cool. So they're really
1 of 3.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Great setup.
So they're really in great, great shape for a bye.
Against everyone that it is required for a bye.
Yeah, that's excellent.
We have the advantage.
Yeah. By the way, if you're keeping your eye on 100 wins, which is certainly something earlier this year seemed extremely likely, and lately less so likely, but with their recent surge, they've put that back on the table. They need to go 10-3. In their final 13 to get 100. Now, look, they could get near it and then start, you know, having Zach Wheeler go out there and pitch 4 innings at the end of the year and just say we're going to save his arm for the postseason. So, you know, it gets a little wonky. I mean, don't be surprised if you see Taiwan, if they've clinched a playoff, if they've clinched the one seed and Taiwan pitches, you know, game 161 or something.
Wasn't it interesting after Saturday's game that Taiwan was like the first person that Rob Thompson mentioned?
He went out of his way.
Out of his way.
I would say he went out of his way. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go out of our way to give you a chance to win a cool prize here. How about comedian Jim Gaffigan? You've got the shot to win Gaffigan tickets right now, a pair of tickets to the Barely Alive Tour on December 13th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com to see that funny guy, Jim Gaffigan. How are we giving away today? Well, let me tell you, 215-592-9494, exactly how we will give them away today on our program. Of course, when you can weigh in. You know, John had told me before the show, and I've heard of Amos Alonzo Stagg. Most of us that love football have him, that legendary football guy, coach, the whole deal. I didn't know until before the show the dude coached until he was, wait for it, 98 years old. I thought Connie Mack had the record
Unreal.
In baseball. Connie Mack was 90-something, okay? Stagg Amos Alonzo Stagdale, who is 98. John, without much research, just kind of surmised he probably overstayed his welcome. He probably did. I mean, what are the chances he was exceptional at the age of 97? I don't know. All right, so we asked you this question today at 215-592-9494. Who or what, and we're just taking a guess that Stag wasn't that great at the end, who or what overstayed their welcome any way, shape, or form? Sometimes I got food in my refrigerator that overstays its welcome. That's a whole other matter. John, when you think of someone or something that overstayed their
welcome, that's disgusting.
It's a little gross.
I had a similar experience.
We've just all like, had that.
I mean, yesterday.
Oh. Well.
Got in a fight with my young daughter over who was responsible for that disgusting bag. It was celery.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Ugh.
All right, John, who or what overstayed their welcome? Best answer gets the Jim Gaffigan tickets.
Steven Seagal. There was a point in time where I loved Steven Seagal movies. You know, look, Under Siege.
Yep.
It was really kind of good. It was new. And he was sort of casual but tough. And then that got really old really fast. And then he got really old really fast. And then he got really big. And it seemed like it affected the way he was like going after guys when you'd watch him fight.
Yep.
It just wasn't compelling.
And he wasn't that old, but he just kind of declined. Seltzer, someone that overstayed or something, they're welcome.
I have a feeling everyone's going to agree with me on this. Mm. The Kardashians.
Well, can I tell you, James? They were never welcome for me in the first place. The Kardashians, fair enough. Rhea, what do you got for us for an answer today?
Routinely, it would be house guests.
Yeah, it does happen at times. That's probably how Fred Barnett felt about me last year in Bermuda. All right, so look, a lot of ways to go.
No.
I'm going to go to the world of sports. There's a lot of fighters that this could be applied to. I'll give you certainly one of my favorites growing up, Mike Tyson. I mean, at the end, it was sad. I mean, Tyson was fighting guys none of us had ever heard of, and he would lose. And nobody would watch. I mean, you know, he just kept fighting. And look, there's a lot of other fighters you can apply this to. So I won't take all the answers here. But give us who or what overstayed their welcome. Best answer ever provides it is going to win the tickets to see Jim Gaffigan. Let's get to Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Steve from Willow Grove via Vernon Road.
There you go. All right, Steve, what do you got?
Hey, listen, more importantly, before I get started here, Grandmaster Hammer, Victory 260. That was a spectacular Hall of Fame comfortable.
Oh, come on, Steve.
Yes!
Thank you, sir.
A.T. victory.
You know, Steve, it really is. I dwelled on it quite a bit this weekend, the achievement of 260.
Are you serious?
I can tell you,
no,
I listened to it on Friday about five or six times.
What?
No, what a waste
it brought me
of time.
It brought me tremendous
incredible
joy.
Incredible waste. You've wasted so much time.
Because they weren't the easiest questions.
Rewatching. But now this... Your own Hammer. So is this revisiting thing like?
But John,
do you do this more frequently than you're letting on?
I think I've done it my whole life. Go ahead, Steve.
He came from behind. Those answers, he passed on three. He didn't even give Jimmy a chance to ask the questions, and he banged them out.
That's Hammer.
Victory.
Yep, that's Hammer. Yep.
But you can't talk about yourself in the third person.
That's Hammer. You know he's got a lot of practice at those logistics. Like he really is an organized individual, and he's got like that. That part wasn't as impressive.
Steve, that's called brain power. Thank you very much.
He's good at this.
All right, Steve, what do you got on the Eagles? We got a big game tonight, Monday Night Football. Talk to us.
Listen, real fast, my granddaughter named our lab Nick Foles when we got him after the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
That's cool. Nick Foles. We live Nick Foles every day, baby. It's great. So it's sensational. Sure.